Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts and starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick, I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast, weekdays from 6, or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast catch-up at triplem.com.au.
It's our last morning in Darwin, and if you've been listening to that intro all week, yes, you've got to have three hands, don't you, Roo? That's the one thing I'd take out of it.
Took me 4 days to work that out, actually.
Hey, Roo, what about, so we've been doing sort of Darwin-ish things each day. We've been trying to get out and about and be adventurous. What about last night? We went to the markets. How good was that?
The markets at the beach, and you can predict, or you can do that in Darwin because the weather's the same every day at this time of year. Absolutely beautiful down there. Beautiful sunsets, heaps of magnificent food stalls, the same sort of croc teeth you can buy at every other market, and the same sort of stuff you can buy at every other market in Darwin.
Jewelry and that's useless junk.
That's no different anywhere. But what surprises me with a town of this size, Dits, is how many people get out and about and support things that are happening in Darwin. It's the Darwin Cup Carnival up here at the moment. The big Darwin Cup horse race is on August the 7th, and people come from all over Australia for it. It's huge. But they had Ladies' Day on Wednesday. They had 3,500 people at the races in Darwin, which is only a town of 150,000, 170,000 people, I think.
It's close. It's actually over 200 these days.
Is it?
It's grown a little bit, but I know what you mean.
Adelaide had these million-dollar races in May, and they only got 3,000 people at the races that day.
Yeah. So, but people in Adelaide work.
That's the difference. I forgot about that.
We have things to do. But the markets last night were just phenomenal. And I really enjoyed watching you as a dad. Your discipline was outstanding.
Really?
Every kid wanted something different. So little Rosie went and bought a purse, and Sophie bought a handbag. All good stuff. Nick, though. Nick, how old's Nick now?
Only 9.
I want a stockman's whip.
And sulked all night.
Which, what are they, about 10 metres long, and you crack the whip. God. So he wanted a stockman's whip. And in the end, Dad compromised, and what you bought them these little rockets that, they're not fireworks.
Slingshot things.
Slingshots that, imagine LED on the end of a rubber band, you shoot them into the air, and then they come down.
Like a little helicopter.
Like a little helicopter. And I love the fact that you bought every single kid one. And you said, right, no one's opening them here. Wait till we get home. Next minute, there were rockets going everywhere. I sat back laughing. I thought, nah, good discipline, Roo. There were people getting shot with rockets all through the...
lucky there was first aid on board.
No one open your rockets yet. Righto. Okay, Dad.
Yeah, they don't listen to me.
What's coming up today, Roo?
Chock-a-block show, the week that was. Lawrence Mooney. We've got Bruce McAvaney coming on as well. So we have got a full show. And obviously, footy on Adelaide Oval tonight. We'll dissect that. Danger was named last night. Will he play?
Will Rory Sloane play? There are a lot of questions to ask. But, gee, what a big night coming up at the Adelaide Oval. First versus second. And you'll hear it right here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
6:12, Ruined Dits on this Friday morning, our last morning up here in Darwin. Making news around the place now, Roo, Sam Newman. Twitter has gone berserk about the Channel 9 footy show last night. Now, we didn't get to see it because we were down at the markets.
Yeah, we didn't, but it sounds like Sam had an off night. In fact, it probably sounds like he'd been spoken to by someone pre-show about,
his content.
Pull your head in, don't be stupid, don't do anything degrading, don't slam anyone that shouldn't be slammed at this stage, and you get the feeling if you tell Sam too much and not to be himself, that he'll say, "Well, get stuffed, I'm not doing it."
Here's a little bit of Sam last night.
Yeah, but the ones who were played, like the ones who got the chance.
I take that on advisement, Dave. That's correct. I think it's all right to say that.
I don't think
anyone can disagree with that.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
I thought it might be controversial, and I shouldn't say it.
Come on. Give us a tip.
Yeah, Essendon, best side in the competition at the moment.
So apparently he was flippant all night.
Sarcastic.
He didn't do his usual segments.
Yeah.
Sort of refused to take part a lot. And in the end, Dave Hughes had a real crack at him and said, why don't you cheer up for the last 15 minutes of the show?
Apparently they were sort of having a bit of a few arguments in between segments in the ad breaks that they could tell people in the crowd.
Rue, this show's been on air for more than 20 years. It's been the most successful footy show we've ever, ever, ever had, right? Right across the board.
Even back in the day with the old boys?
Yep.
Yep.
And there are days, I can remember when it started, it was must-see for me. I used to, and everyone I knew had to get home Thursday night. Australia-wide, have to get home, the footy show's on. Now, I haven't watched it for years now. To me, it's really, really tailed off. Now, if that sounds like a criticism, I don't mean it to be, because I'm very, very praiseworthy of it for how successful it's been.
Oh, it's hard to go that long, isn't it?
And I also think Sam Newman's been one of the all-time great performers on Australian TV, and I mean that sincerely. He is so clever.
He's the only surviving member.
And he's a great entertainer. Now, he's a great entertainer because there are people listening who will say, oh, I can't stand Sam Newman, but that's his ability
to
polarise. He's clever. He's very funny. He's very well read. So I think he's an absolute star performer, and he's been essential. You remember a couple of years ago they suspended him and took him off the show? Well, the ratings plummeted. And that's true.
No, absolutely.
And they had to put him back on. So I'm here to... I'll defend Sam Newman any day of the week. And if you see him speak at a lunch, I mean, how clever is the bloke?
He is very smart, and he does hold that show together. I mean, you know, you think Eddie Maguire's left, Trevor Marmalade, James Brayshaw, Gary Lyon.
Yep.
You know, a host of other panel members that have
Trevor
gone
Marmalade
through.
Trevor Marmalade was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they've had plenty there, and let's hope they can reinvigorate it. But it just sounds like, I don't know if he had an off night or he had some personal issues, but it sounded like there with these little smart aleck comments.
The show's on its knees, isn't it?
It sure is. And I've got some opposition for the first time with the front bar.
133.53. If you saw it last night, please explain to us what happened, because we didn't get to see it. We're only reading this morning about Sam Newman not being very, very happy. So if you did see it, 133.53.
Yep. OJ Simpson looks like he's going to get out. He served 9 years of his 33-year term.
9 out of 33.
For armed robbery and trying to steal back that memorabilia. So he could be out, OJ, in October, they're saying. Petrol prices in Adelaide could come down to under a dollar.
Under a dollar.
I paid $1.30 up here in Darwin.
That's big news.
That's what they're saying. It's reasons for that are our Aussie dollars
strong,
surged up to close to 80 cents.
But are you saying for a sustained period, or is this just a thing for the week?
Well, I would suggest if the dollar stays up, and the other reason is that there's a lot more oil being produced. So if they're the two reasons, you would think it would be ongoing. So fingers crossed, because everyone wins out of lower petrol prices as opposed to high electricity prices where everyone loses.
All right.
So
I look forward to that.
Good for everyone's pocket.
Yeah. All right. That's what's making news around the place.
Coming up soon, we've got The Week That Was and Lawrence Mooney.
Ruined It's for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, Rue, we were just talking about Sam Newman on the footy show last night. Here's Dave Hughes having a crack at him as well.
I mean, if he can turn his career around like this, I reckon Sam can chew up for the last 15 minutes of the show. But...
Well, crowd reaction says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, had an off night, Sammy, there. Let's go out to Mick from Findon. Mick, what did you see on the box?
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Mick.
Good. I watch the show pretty much religiously on a Thursday night. I get lots of the modern tips from there. And, yeah, Sam looked like he was rattled from the minute he walked on, to be quite honest. He looked very subdued. It was didn't want to engage with the crowd. Didn't want to engage with even the panels, the guys on the panel, and with Beck or, you know, with any of the guys on there. So... someone must have had something in his ear. Someone said something or did something that he wasn't impressed with. Because I've met Sam. Yeah, I've met Sam live, and he's quite a very intelligent man. He knows the game, and he knows the television world very, very well.
Yep.
So, it was just a bit disappointing because he makes that show.
Yep, I think most people agree with that.
Yep.
Thanks, Mick. And, look, Rue, I reckon we'll hear a lot more about this in the next week before next Thursday's show.
No sure thing.
The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future.
So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au or on the Podcast One app.
Triple M.
Lawrence Moody to join us in just a moment. Last night we went down to the Mindle Beach Market. So I've got to tell you, Roo, how many thousand people do you reckon were down there last night?
Oh, a couple of thousand. Yep, enjoying the beautiful weather and the sunset and the food and the gifts and the junk and the company of everyone down there. It was a great night.
Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, let's get him on now. The Moon Man, Lawrence Mooney, good morning.
Good morning to you guys. I hope you're having a lot of fun up at the top end, the Mindle Beach Market. I've been there myself. Darwin, it just rocks. It takes you somewhere else, doesn't it? It makes you someone who you're not. Like most of the people up there, they're on the run. They're living under assumed identities.
Yeah. You've been misbehaving.
Moans, it's Ditz can't swim. I think most people know that. They listen to Triple M now. Yeah. But for some reason, he was in the water for quite a while. Perhaps just ask Ditz why he was in the water for quite a while.
Okay, there's a couple of reasons you don't go in the water. Have you ever heard of crocodiles?
Yeah.
they're very popular up there. Also, stingers. Don't they have box jellyfish? If you get stung by a box jellyfish, they anaesthetise you. And even when you're asleep, you're still screaming in your sleep.
No, but if a box jellyfish bit me, it'd be pissed. It'd end up, it'd float off.
But even with a box jellyfish and the crocodiles, Ditz was happy to go in the water. You need to ask him more.
What about the illegal Indonesian fishermen? I mean, asylum seekers? They're very dangerous waters up there.
It's how brave I am.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Now, listen, have you been... quite a few. Now,
Have been a very, 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 very nice-looking European.
You're showing off. You're just doing a bit of backstroke, just letting him have a look at the rig.
Yeah, they call me the rig. Hey, have you been misbehaving this week? What's the story floated through to us?
Wednesday night, I had to red card myself, and most men will know this. When your children and your wife set out to sabotage you, I sat down in my office at home to do some work on a script and went to find my highlighter, and it was gone. So I was going around the house. Who's got the highlighter? Where's my highlighter? And, everyone's gone, don't know where your highlighter is, mate.
Relax. Where you left it.
Where's the highlighter? Where's me bloody highlighter? One of you has pinched it. I've got my eyes on you. And I so upset myself. I said, right, bugger it. I'm going to bed. So I had 30, off to bed. And then I went and bought four highlighters the next day. $3.50 for four. So bought them online for less than 90 cents. Mm. Which is great, isn't it? Yeah, I'm going to deprive you people of what you really want, and that is me being a complete arsehole to you. I'm going to bed.
Are you off on holidays?
I am. Next Friday, and that is the excuse for good behaviour. We are heading off to my sister-in-law's 50th in Malta. We're having a big family reunion over there. She's a Malteser. Chocolate on the outside, sweet on the inside, and we're all heading off, and it's also more license for poor behaviour. So why don't you come to bed? Because we're going on holiday next Friday. Why are we drinking? Why are we drinking wine from the bottle in front of the TV? We're going to Europe. That's what they do. why are you walking around in the nude? We're off to Europe.
That'll be a big trip, mate.
So Malteser as opposed to the prawn, great body and bad head.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There are many of those, aren't there? The Malteser, the prawn.
What else is there? The Malteser and the prawn are the only two that I can come by.
Mudguard. What's that? Shiny on top, but shit underneath. Mud underneath. Yeah, anyway.
Hey, crayfish. Moons, your bombers are going along quite nicely.
I tell you what, they are coming together at the right time of the year. We might cost ourselves a berth in the finals because of those two losses to... Well, Brisbane and the very close one to the Swans, but boy, a couple of those guys. Number one draft pick, Andrew McGrath. I don't think he's fumbled a ball this year. He looks so good, doesn't he? Looks like he's been playing the game for a long time. Yeah. Stop me if I'm boring you. The young Irishman, Conor McKenna, he's about to sign on for another couple of years. And the team's just coming together, which is great after last year because 12
players
out.
Right, did you say stop you when you're boring us? Right.
Yeah, I can hear some snoring in the background there.
But, hey, Moon, no, man.
I think it's terrific for football too, to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really good.
That's what you do when your team's doing very well.
If you haven't heard.
And you can see people's eyes playing, Jamie. You go, it's good for footy though, isn't it?
Oh yeah. If you haven't heard, the top of the table clashes in Adelaide tonight.
Yes, that's right. And I think the Crows,
that's good for footy too.
They're still travelling very nicely, and I would say people talk about GWS and the fact that they've been hit very hard with injuries across the year. I think that the Crows for me are the flag favourite. I reckon it's probably going to be a Crows Swans grand final. The battle of the birds. So go Crows, and you guys take care up there. Stay out of the water, Dits. No matter how good looking she is, mate, it's not worth it.
All right. It's not worth drowning for, is it?
I'll take your advice. I'll think about it. Just
bitten in half.
Stung, and drowning.
Only a flesh
Do you know how you, know how you empty a pub in Darwin?
How?
You go in, you go, I've got a summons.
Oh, very good. Thanks, Moons.
Good morning.
Right. Have a great weekend, guys.
Enjoy Malta.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Ah! Pressure point. Pressure point.
Ruined Dits. Pressure test.
Indeed, Roo. Let's finish off the week on a high if we can. Give away $500.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Glengarry. G'day, Julie.
Hi, how are you going?
Really, really good. Julie, what are you up to today?
Well, taking the puppy to get de-sexed today. So I don't think he's going to be very happy.
Gee, I've just crossed my legs when you said that.
How old is the pup?
He's about 6 months.
Oh, 6 months.
And what sort of dog is it?
It's a Cavalier.
Oh. Is it a bit toey, is it?
A little bit.
He's been watching Mummy and Daddy.
All right. How much it costs to get your vet, your dog to sex these days?
I think it's going to be a couple of hundred.
And then he has to wear that bowl around his head for a few days so he doesn't lick it and scratch it.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the funniest thing.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit awkward. We've been through that. Yes.
All right, Julie, let's win $500.
Got a good feeling about Julie with this one. This will be right up her alley.
10 correct answers in 30 seconds to win $500. Anything less than that, you'll get $10 for every answer. Listen to this.
Okay. I'm backing you in here, Julie. Now, last night, Roo and I, with our families and wives, went down to what's called the Mindle Beach Markets here in Darwin. Beautiful it is. Mm-hmm. And we highly recommend it if ever you're up this way. What are 10 things you can buy at an outdoor market?
Oh, handbags, shoes, sarong, scarves, jacket, fruit and veg, trinket boxes, jewellery, I've said shoes, pants, shorts, belts, earrings, hair ties, bracelets, glasses.
Ooh, righto. Let's have a little look and see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Yeah. No. You've just paid for your dog.
That'll pay for the puppy.
That'll pay for the puppy. You get two done for that.
Well done.
Thank
Good
you.
Good work. Julie.
She's done some shopping in her day.
Oh, haven't you? Yeah, really slammed the markets. Gee whiz.
Well done, Julie.
Yeah, thank good you. On you, Julie. Congratulations.
Good stuff. Hey, Roo, can I just give you a reminder that this Sunday at 11:30, this is the Clash of the Century.
Yes.
Down at ARC, out there at Campbelltown at the Aquatic Recreation Centre.
Can people come and watch you take on the under-11 Australian squash champion?
There'll be a traffic jam.
Really?
This little kid, Arian, who's he's the 11-year-old Australian squash champion, he is in for a pasting.
Yeah, well, you reckon you're going to towel him up a little bit?
I am going to towel him up like you wouldn't believe. He's never played anyone like me before.
No, he hasn't, because he's played under 11.
He's played people that play the game cleanly.
They're about 30 kilos,
never
most
get
of
in
his
the way.
Mates.
They never use their body, never use their elbows.
This is like David V. Goliath, is really?
Oh, yeah.
He'll feel like you. You look like Andre the Giant next to him.
He'll need ice packs after he's played me on all parts of his body.
Right, eh? So can people seriously come out and watch?
Yeah, it's a big open day at Arc because there's the Nord Basketball Club is based there. They've got beautiful basketball courts, indoor, like heaps of them. They've got indoor soccer. There's a beautiful swimming pool, squash courts. They've got everything there. It's a big open day to celebrate. I think it's the first birthday.
And,
and
you're going to take him on?
Yep.
At 11:30.
Yep.
So, if any squash players that
about 11:35,
what an ex-world champion looks like, 25 kilos heavier than he used to be, and or if you want to go out and just have a look at the facilities, get out there at 11:30.
Look, if you do live out that way and you haven't been there yet, there's a fantastic gym, so it's worth going to have a look at. Go and join up if you live in the Campbelltown area.
And if you're not lucky enough to get out there or you can't be bothered ruining your Sunday and watching Dits play squash, we will record it. We'll have it on air next week.
Yep.
And I am looking forward to seeing you and Arian go toe-to-toe on the squash courts.
Yeah, look out.
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
6:47 on this Friday morning, coming to you from Darwin for the last time. We'll be back in Adelaide next Monday.
Yes, we will. The week that was, it's been a massive week up here in Darwin, and here are the highs and the lows of what's happened.
The top five things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
Number five, the boys are in the top end doing the show from Darwin. The first night they went fishing and we learnt it wasn't all smooth sailing.
The tinnies that the Long Brothers usually go fishing in usually contain blokes built like sort of Cyril Rioli or Michael Long. So when you have Dits... Tim Vince, who's over 100 kilos as well, a little 15 horsepower engine just didn't quite get the job done. So.
And what was bothering me is that the tinny was about an inch out of the water, and of course there are crocs out there.
So we had to do a bit of boat swapping for starters.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, so halfway out in the ocean, I had to go from one boat to the other. And as I cocked my leg over to get into the other boat, the boat's parted, so I nearly ended up in the drink.
But Dits eventually found his sea legs and caught some dinner.
I didn't get any barramundi, but I managed a big mud crab, which I'm looking forward to cooking up
Tell
today.
Tell the truth.
What?
It was already dead.
It wasn't.
It was already dead. How did you get the mud crab?
Because it didn't move. Every fish I tried to spit, I missed every fish by a mile. I was hopeless
you
at it.
You picked on a bloody dead mud crab.
Yeah.
We learnt the mud crab wasn't the only thing Dits speared, actually.
Can I just backpedal to the spear fishing as well? Brent Renouf, former Port Adelaide ruckman, who took us out the other night. He came to our hotel yesterday with a big bandage around his leg, around his calf.
What happened?
I speared him the other night on the boat, which I forgot to tell you about.
What happened?
So I was standing behind him and I threw the spear. I sort of got him in the calf. Didn't have my bearings sort of switched on the other night.
Number four, Tex Walker was on, and we learnt who laid the best tackle from their game in Darwin last weekend.
Best tackle I saw in the game the other night against Melbourne was after the siren. What happened?
Oh, you're right about that. I was talking to Byrne, and at the corner of my eye, I saw one of the locals in Darwin jump the fence, and he ran over, Tex Walker, stay there. I thought, oh, shit, I turned around, and here he was. It was probably the best tackle of the night.
He brought you down, did he?
Oh, he didn't bring me down, but I had to give him a good old Dustin Martin palm off, and then
And he had a couple of Carlton drafts?
Oh, a couple of Bundy rums, I reckon, Roo.
Number three, the boys went swimming with a croc.
They're bigger and more scary than I thought they were, Dits. But no, they're huge and very graceful.
Speaking of huge, the boys look pretty big in the video of them swimming with the croc that went on Triple M Facebook.
We look like we've been drowned for a week. We're bloated.
But we learnt a physics lesson this week thanks to Professor Dittmar.
If you remember back to high school in your physics lessons, there's a thing, you know, refractions off water that make you look a little bit bigger than you really are.
Yes.
You know. The water and the shape of the Perspex shield, I'm not really as blubbery as I look, all right?
No.
I just want to point that out.
No, and I'm not either.
It's an optical illusion, all right?
We learn about Damien, the wild croc man.
We went on this jumping croc tour and our tour guide was this guy called Damien and he's literally a cross between Steve Irwin and Croc Dundee.
So he must be scared of stingrays and the tax office.
Crikey!
Anyway, Dits won the No Shit Sherlock and Captain Obvious Award.
If we come on your tour, the Jumping Crocs Tour, what can we expect to see?
Oh, well, the name would suggest jumping crocodiles, mate.
Right, OK. That wasn't the best question I've ever asked.
And the number one thing we learnt this week is the new Doctor Who will be a woman. But Mick Molloy has identified some possible problems.
You know, for the first time ever, we might need a doctor who needs directions when travelling for a child. What's he going to do to the Daleks? Give them the silent treatment?
I mean,
maybe she should travel back in time to a time when her wedding dress still fitted.
I know.
What, I've gone too far.
Come on.
They've gone too far. I mean, what's next? A female James Bond? A Mrs. T? A Jake and the Fat Chick? I mean, when do you stop? 2.5 chicks? Who's going to watch that?
2.5 chicks.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Oh, how do we stack it all in?
It's a great week. It's been a great week, and we recommend anyone come up to Darwin too and have a bit of fun with the family.
Yep, especially if you're hiding from something, running away, or, you know, you take off with the neighbour's wife. This is the place to come.
Exactly right. Lawrence Mooney will join us next.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Just before we get to the footy roo, we should point out big burst water main in Grenfell Street this morning.
Yeah.
So if you do get the bus into town for work or you head down that way, maybe leave a couple of minutes early. All right, let's talk about Friday night footy at the Adelaide Oval. How big is this?
Well, I don't think it gets any bigger. This could be game of the season. It's certainly game of the round. If Adelaide win this, they are just about a shoe-in for top two. And if Geelong win, they're a chance to finish top two as well. Now, if Geelong finish in that position, Dits, then they get a final down at Simmons Stadium. Now, we know how hard it is to win down there. It's just about impossible. So they're going to be coming over here doing everything they possibly can. And that's why they're leaving it to the last minute for Patrick Dangerfield to get up. This is a huge game. Danger got doorstopped yesterday about his chances of playing.
We said we'll always make it tomorrow, and today's not tomorrow.
Is there added incentive against the Crows to play?
Not particularly, no.
Will you get named, Pat?
I'd say so.
So you certainly get named tonight?
I hope so.
What is the problem with the foot? Is it that it's sore? Is there swelling? Or what's the problem?
Yeah, it's pretty sore.
Have you had a run around today? Give it a test?
Maybe.
They're the sort of answers you get when you're not meant to be getting interviewed.
That's right.
That was on the way to lunch yesterday. So
he was at the Alma Hotel. Have you got any feedback? What did he talk about? What did he say?
Very professional. Did a great job, apparently. And, Tommy Wren interviewed him, and it was fantastic. But this is a huge game. We've talked about that. And Alex Keith is an ex-cricketer that's now playing football. He's going to debut tonight, the fourth Crow to debut this year. Played for Victoria and Sheffield Shield, played for the Melbourne Stars in the 2020. Was a great underage footballer from Vic Country when he was a kid. Don Pike had a bit to say about him.
So Alex Keith will play, so he'll come in and make his debut, which is fantastic for Alex, for the work he's done, and obviously the transition from cricket to footy. Obviously Geelong have got some tools down there as well, and losing with Lever and Hardigan both out, we just felt that was the right balance and mix for the team.
Adelaide haven't been beaten Geelong since Don Pike took over. They are zip and five. They've beaten every other side in the competition. So it's a big game for Adelaide tonight to see if they've changed their ways. Scott Selwood comes in for the Cats. That's a big in if he plays. He's been out with a hamstring because he will tag Rory Sloane. If Dangerfield doesn't play tonight, Dits, Adelaide needs to shut down Joel Selwood. I would hard tag him and try and shut him out of the game as well. If no Danger and Selwood can get shut down, I think Adelaide can win. They're short price favourites, too short for me, but good luck to the Adelaide Crows tonight. Port Adelaide, they've got an equally massive game at the MCG on Saturday afternoon against Melbourne. Both these sides are fighting for top four, Port Adelaide more so than Melbourne. Port Adelaide win this, they're just about a lock for top four,
Melbourne have got a few coming back, haven't they?
Melbourne have got a few coming back, Dits, a few really good players. I'll go through them for you because they've had a lot of injuries. Big news for South Australian fans. Jack Tringo, who has had his career ruined by injury, unfortunately, he is back in.
That's great news.
Jack Watts has been a very important player for them in the midfield a little bit, but up forward. He's kicked over 20 goals this year as well. He's a big in because their forward line was the thing that probably slowed him down last week against the Crows. Dom Tyson's a gun midfielder. He's back. Jack Viney's a captain in the midfield. He's back. Christian Salem's a smart midfielder. He's back. Out, though, Bernie Vince, as we know, and a couple of others. So some big ins for Melbourne. Port Adelaide brought back Matthew Broadbent.
Huge in.
It is a big in. The bigger out is Jasper Pittard. I find this strange that they've dropped Jasper Pittard this week. Look, Port Adelaide, if they play their best football, they will win this game. If they are 10% off, they will lose. Melbourne are a very good football side. They've got some big-name players back in. They'll be hard at the beat, the MCG. This is a big game. I'm really looking forward to this. This will be a massive test for Port
Adelaide.
All right,
and just a reminder, Triple M rocks footy tonight from 5:30 for the Crows and Geelong. In a moment, Mick Molloy.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, last night, look, Twittersphere has gone into meltdown over Sam Newman's performance on the Channel 9 footy show.
Wasn't himself, though. So
that's what they're saying.
Subdued.
Angry.
Sarcastic.
Let's hear from Dave Hughes.
I mean, if he can turn his career around like this, I reckon Sam can cheer up for the last 15 minutes of the show.
So, now the crowd applauds. Apparently, he was angry, not himself, wouldn't take part in his usual segments. Now, Roo, very, I think, out of character in a way. And you and I spoke about this earlier this morning. The footy show has been very successful for over 20 years. TV shows don't last that long. Radio shows definitely don't last that long. And I'll tell you one man that's kept it afloat is Sam Newman.
Absolutely, yes. He is front and centre in it.
And even those that think he's controversial or don't like him, I've got to tell you, they still think he is a brilliant performer. This bloke is so clever. He's so funny. He's so articulate. And you've seen him speak at lunches and things. I mean, this bloke, to me, he's a media genius.
No, he is a media genius. He speaks his mind. He's smart. He's got a great way of putting words across to make you understand it. He's been a star for ages.
So there's something not right.
No, there's something not right. But we also know his manager very, very well. That's Terry Lindblom from Vegas Promotions, and he joins us now. Good morning, Terry.
How are you, guys? Before we go any further, I've got to say to you, when the girl rang me this morning, I was in bed asleep. And she said, yeah. I thought she said Ruin Dicks. I thought it was a blue movie company from Canberra. Terrible name, you know.
Terry, did you watch the show last night? Did you think Sam's performance was any different to any other week?
No, until he said that, until she rang me this morning, I didn't think anything was wrong. I went to bed last night and thought it was a good show. And I want to say this about Sam because I'll defend him to the end. I'm 60. I'm in my 60s. I'm not going to tell you what I am. I'm in my 60s. But he is the most generous, and I'll say that twice, intelligent, brave man I've ever met. And if you knew the man, all right, and then you knew his principles on life, everyone would love him. He's the best man going around. And I can't say any more about Sam than that. He's a great
guy. Look, we don't have to take those things into account when you think about it, Terry. Like, if we're the viewer at home, we can say that was a good show or a bad show. So he's judged on that. What do you mean his principles in life? Expand on that.
Sam is all for the underdog. They kick the hell out of him. And his defence to that is he won't get involved in that. He won't. He always says to me, Terry, you can't change people's minds. And he says, as long as you know in your head and your heart that you're doing the right thing, don't let them get you down and don't worry about them. And who knows what happened last night? I don't think it was wrong, but, you know, Christ, someone could have died. He might be sick. How do you know? Yeah. I tried to ring him when Alice rang me from your station and couldn't get him. But I didn't think there was anything wrong last night. Sam is the most generous, good man. I won't have a bad word said about him. I've been bringing personalities in town for 40 years, all right? No one's a better man than Sam Newman.
Mm. Yep. So you don't know about anything that happened beforehand. You don't know if Channel 9 had spoken to him or anything like that. It just sounded like, from what we heard, that someone had sort of gagged him a little bit. And obviously, if you told Sam that, you know, he'd sort of almost protest.
No, and no, I don't think that's the case at all. I really don't. He might have been sick. God, I've got the lurgy at the moment. Everyone's sick at the moment. I don't know, but I think they're a bit. Look, they just love to sit around and wait for Sam and the tall poppy syndrome. They just wait on him and wait on him. I was up in his room one night and I have a smoke now and then. I shouldn't. I have a cigarette now and then. And I was standing by the window and he said, Terry, don't smoke there. I said, why not? He said, they're that bad in Melbourne. He lives in the penthouse, so they can't get at him. And they have people with binoculars trying to see into his house. And we're both tall and dark. They might think it's me. And the next thing is Sam Newman smokes cigarettes. He said, just stay away from the window. That's how bad it is. Now he's got to go through that every day.
We pointed out this morning, I mean, the time they suspended him from the footy show, the ratings plummeted and they had to get him back on. That's how important he is and that's how good he is at what he does, no doubt about that. Now, you've got a big personality in town today, Terry.
I've got two in town. I've got Billy Brownless down at the Palais for lunch today.
Yep.
Beautiful.
And Bomber Thompson's down at the Highway Inn today for lunch. So if anyone's got nothing to do today and they want a good day, yeah. And the Crows are playing Geelong this weekend.
Tonight? I've got to tell
you, I've got a clean joke for you before you go.
Righto.
It's clean. I did a survey the last month with women on what shampoo they use in the bar in the shower. And I got the same response from all of them. What the bloody hell are you doing in here?
Yeah, good on you.
Nice, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. There you go.
You're not performing anywhere, are you, this weekend?
Yeah, your place. See you, mate.
See you, mate. Terry Limblong, Vegas Promotions. Good mate of Sam Newman's. He's his manager. And, according to Terry, everything's all okay. But we'll hear more about that in the days to come. Bruce McAvaney to join us in just a moment.
104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. What about tonight down at the Adelaide Oval? Does it come any bigger than this? Adelaide Geelong, first v second. There's so much riding on this one, Root.
May well be game of the year. It's going to tell us a lot about Adelaide. Are they good enough to knock off the Geelong side, who they haven't been able to beat since Don Pike took over as coach?
Live and free to air on Channel 7 tonight, the man who heads it up, Bruce McAvaney. Bruce, good morning.
You too, Dits and Roo. Yeah, it's one of those nights you just can't wait to get the footy. Every Friday night looks a beauty, but this really is something, isn't it?
I remember the last game down at Simmons Stadium, Bruce, and I could hear your voice just going, gee, the Crows have been disappointing tonight. They really let themselves down that last time. They were weak in the midfield. They had no run, changed nothing from their game before. I'll be really disappointed tonight if the same thing happens.
And Roo, they lost by 22 points, but it felt worse, didn't it? I mean, it felt like they'd lost by 40 points. They'd been smashed, and I agree with you. And it was a frustrating night because you felt like there was another gear to go to. Look, I agree with your comments a moment ago. I think we learned more about Adelaide tonight than Geelong. We sort of know where Geelong are at. They're a very good team. We know that. They could win the premiership. If Dangerfield and Selwood have big Septembers, they're going to be hard to beat. But we're going to find out a lot more about Adelaide tonight, I reckon, than we are about Geelong.
Bruce, just getting away from the football for 1 second, I want to ask you something about Patrick Dangerfield. Roo and I talked about this earlier this morning, the fact that I think this week he's promoted the game better than I've seen anyone in a long, long time. He's come in for some criticism. He's had fun with it. Yesterday, he caught up with Kane Corns and got him in a headlock, and he, you know, turned up at his press conference bandaged from head to toe like a war veteran. And it goes back to the days of Jack Dyer and Lou Richards and, you know, Ted Whitten and the funny things they used to do and the silly bets they'd have about, you know, I'll clean your boots with a toothbrush or something. And I don't know, if the modern footballer is criticised for being too boring and too mundane, and yet here's a bloke who's had a bit of fun and he still gets criticised. I think it's been a bit tough on him.
I'm with you, Chris. He is just a breath of fresh air. I mean, not only is he a remarkable footballer, he's just a fantastic personality. I reckon in about 5 years' time, when you guys are doing the show, you'll be ringing him because he'll be hosting Friday Night Footy and calling her, because he's just that sort of bloke. And you know, you mentioned Lou Richards. I was thinking the same thing. A couple of things about him. I reckon he went from a great footballer last weekend to a great megastar personality. And the fact that he played the game that he did, it was a different sort of Dangerfield on the field. I mean, here he was, wounded, beaten up, goes forward, has 11 shots on goal, and the legend grew on the field, and the legend has grown off the field as well. So I'm with you. I think it's been quite a remarkable week for Patrick Dangerfield, and a great week for Australian footy, I reckon.
Will he play tonight, Bruce? What's your info?
Not sure. Well, again, I mean, this is him. I'm talking to one of our guys, and he said he's doing his own publicity. He's told us that he's going to get off the bus at 5:30. This is a Sodas, and you can do an interview with me, and I'll let you know that if I'm playing or not. He's in control of everything. Look, I'm not sure. I mean, he got here a day earlier. He got here a day before the team. Don't know. You know, if he wasn't going to play, not sure why he would have travelled. I guess they wait to the last moment, a bit like Rory Sloan. It makes a heck of a difference, doesn't it? Because even if he's not going to play complete midfield, I mean, what a target he can become forward 50, as we saw last weekend.
I can tell you the reason he was in Adelaide because he was tied to do a speaking engagement at our pub, so that's why he was here. But if he doesn't play, what he has done is put doubt in even Dom Pike's mind, everyone's mind. He's really done it perfectly at this stage because he's central to all the planning. So that'll be interesting to see how he goes. But let's move on to the other parts of the ground. I mean, Josh Jenkins is playing the best footy probably he's ever played. I think he's starting to get a bit aggressive with the way he uses his body. Tex Walker's back to his brilliant best. Some of the defenders are playing good footy. So if Adelaide can't win tonight, even with Dangerfield playing, you'd struggle to think that they can change and win again in September.
Look, Roo, I agree. Look, Lever's a big out. I mean, Hardigan's out, we know. And you put Lever in as well, and you know, a very interesting selection with Keith. So, and not often a bloke plays a game of footy for the first time and has already had a town named after him in South Australia. But anyway, it's a different spelling disc, but that's okay. Yeah. I knew you'd pick me up on that. But look, I think Lever's a massive out. That is the worry, I think, for Adelaide. But I'm a bit with you. I mean, if Geelong win by 4 goals tonight, then this city tomorrow morning is going to be in shutdown mode, because there's going to be a lot of depressed Adelaide Crows fans, and I think the coaching staff will be scratching their heads. So it's a bit of an all or nothing. We don't get too many 1v2s late in the year. I know Brisbane played Port Adelaide a lot of years ago at Footy Park and what was a great game, but the stakes are high, and as I said earlier, look, Adelaide have got their chance. Jacobs is important, guys, I reckon, because I thought Smith had a big match against him in Geelong. I reckon, yep. You know, and they can work Jacobs over a bit. You know, they obviously have got Stanley and Blitzars as well. So I reckon for a source, it's a pretty big night tonight.
It sure is. Just quickly on Port against Melbourne. This is a huge game as well for the top four. Melbourne have got some big ins. Do you give Port a good chance?
Look, I do. They played the MCG so well earlier this year. And I ran into Jackson Trengo this week, and he said, we actually love the G. He said, we like the wide spaces. It's a big chance for Port to grab hold of, you know, of a scalp and really push into that and stay in that top four. It's just one of those weekends. I mean, if you look at the ladder, 8 of the top 9 teams are all playing one another this weekend, and even the bottom teams have got interesting games. So, but I expect Port to win. They were 17 points behind Adelaide when they played in round 3. I reckon right now they're about 7 points behind Adelaide. They've closed the gap, and I think they're a genuine premiership chance, just like the Crows.
Ooh, all right, Bruce, have a great night down at the Adelaide Oval. It's free to air on Channel 7 tonight, and Bruce will be calling all the action. Thanks, mate. Well done.
All the best, guys.
There he is, Bruce McAvaney.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
We have got another reality TV show coming, maybe to Australia, Dits, but maybe all over the world. And one man known to most people in South Australia is Troy Gray. He's been on Channel 9. He's played football for the Sydney and St Kilda and the AFL. And he joins us now. Good morning, Troy.
Morning, Roo. Dits, how are we doing, boys?
Now, you rang me up the other day. You've got a bit of excitement in you at the moment. You've come up with an exciting new idea for reality television. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I am excited, boys. I've just come back from 2 weeks over in Hollywood and Silicon Valley doing some pre-production, and we're actually doing the Australian launch of this great concept here in Adelaide. And basically all we are is on the hunt for anyone with an idea about anything. So we know that everyone's...
It's pretty broad.
Everyone's got an idea, and we tend to tell our friends and our family and the neighbour, but none of us actually get in front of the right people and turn that idea into reality. So
is it a business idea or...?
Yep, a business idea. It could be an improvement on an existing idea. It could be an idea for social change. Basically,
an invention?
The idea can be anything, mate. Anything at all of the above.
Okay.
Over the years, the show that I've always enjoyed sounds a bit nerdy, but when you get into it, the one on the ABC, The New Inventors, is it anything along those lines?
Or
where
Shark
people
Tank?
People come up with just backyard inventions, basically, and people out there are so clever and come up with some great ideas. Would they get a go?
Absolutely, they can all get a go. And when you're talking about the ABC show, Dits, and also Shark Tank, the one thing about those programs is you must have existing business now, or a working model, or you must have, you know, some history in that field. But in this show, we're actually looking for anyone that may just have an idea. They don't even have to have it on paper. They don't even have to have a working model. They just have something that's sitting in their mind that they've always thought, wow, I wish someone could hear this. And then we will put them in front of the right people, put them through a financial and personal makeover, and out the other end, they could turn their idea into reality.
So what you've got a day in Adelaide coming up where people from any background can come forward with an idea, a concept, and preach it to a group of people, and then if they deem it a good enough idea or invention, they could potentially turn it into a real-life business. Is that right?
Spot on, Roo. Yeah, we're putting them in front of a really esteemed judging panel, and these people are capital investors, they're angel investors, they're people that have the funds to turn your dream into reality. And we're doing that at the Adelaide Convention Centre, and it's on Sunday the 13th of August from 1 p.m. And I just urge anyone, because we do have limited spots, all they have to do is jump online and register, and that's at globalpitch.com. globalpitchsummit.com. So globalpitchsummit.com. Jump on, register, and who knows, you could be on our Australian version and going for a great ride and also make a few bucks.
Now, when you say you've just been to Hollywood and Silicon Valley, this is a worldwide concept, is it? You're hoping to actually take this TV show to many, many countries around the globe.
Correct. We're actually modelling it on the same system as American Idol. Basically, we'll have rolling audition phases all over the world in different cities. People that can just jump out of bed, rock up, give us their idea, and you know, we find these diamonds in the rough, and we hear their ideas, and we take them through to a finals format. And then ultimately, people of Australia get to watch our version and vote on not only the people, but also on the ideas and see that transformation. And at the end of it all, we'll crown a winner. And the following day, you hope to see their idea sitting in a shop or turn that business into reality. And everyone's going to be very happy with fame and fortune, the end result.
Mate, you'll be the next Simon Cowell.
So I better get some white T-shirts then.
There you go. Hey, good on you, Troy. Great concept. And, mate, you're taking on the whole world. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it and hope to see as many Adelaide people down there as possible.
Yeah, righto. Just to give that a mention again, Sunday, 13th of August, but to register your interest now, go to globalpitchsummit.com to get on board. It sounds like a great idea and could be your ticket to fame.
Yeah.
Roo and Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, tonight, I'm led to believe when you go down to the footy, this is the big top of the table clash Friday
sell
night.
Sell out.
Sell out at the Adelaide Oval. The ground at some stage is going to be orange. Everything will turn orange down at the Adelaide Oval.
Beautiful.
If you're sitting in the crowd, you'll think, what's going on? Well, we can find out right now. Graeme Hook is the president of the board of what's called Fragile X. Now, I don't know anything about Fragile X. I'm sure you've never heard about it.
No, I haven't.
Let's get him on now. Graeme, good morning.
Morning, Dits. Morning, Ruth.
Good. What is happening down at the Adelaide Oval tonight?
Well, it's actually tomorrow. I'm not sure if they're doing it for the game tonight, but definitely tomorrow night, the Oval's going to be lit up orange. Orange is our Fragile X colour. And we're trying a national... tomorrow's Awareness Day in Australia and the United States for Fragile X. It's an intellectual disability. Mm. It's, as you two just said, you know, no one knows about it, but it's the most common inherited cause of intellectual disability in the world. So we're trying to raise awareness.
How many kids in Australia are afflicted with this?
Well, exact numbers we don't know, but the averages are approximately 1 in 170 women, and 1 in 800 men are carriers. So, at the moment, the figures we have are sort of 1 in 3,500 boys have Fragile X, and 1 in 4,000 to 6,000 girls have Fragile X.
All right, so it's very, very rare.
No, well, that's not really rare. That's quite common. It's probably second only to Down syndrome. But it's an autistic spectrum disorder, and it's the only autistic spectrum disorder that's a genetic cause.
All right, so when you say it's second only to Down syndrome, that is interesting for me because, yeah, I just haven't heard of Fragile X. So what can people do then over the weekend to support Fragile X?
Well, we have a website for the Fragile X Association, which is fragilex.org.au. There's heaps of information there. If they go and have a look at that, they can see that all the different causes and all the different things that show up for Fragile X. Any child that has autism or is developmentally delayed, they should talk to their GP or a paediatrician to see if they be tested for Fragile X.
Okay.
Early intervention really helps. It helps improve their quality of life. Unfortunately, most children only get diagnosed when they're usually about 5, because when they're starting school,
which is quite late,
development's delayed. Yeah. So, my son was actually 5 when he was diagnosed with it.
Okay. But, how old's he now, and how's he travelling?
He's semi-independent. He actually lives with my wife and I. In his own sort of unit downstairs. He works 3 days a week in an assembly factory. He's going to be 30 in September. I'm having a big party for that.
Okay, brilliant.
But, he's reasonably independent. He's no good at math, so he needs help with his finances and money because he'll just spend everything. Yep.
We're all the same there. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Graeme, thanks so much for telling us about it. If you're driving out and about in Adelaide over the weekend and you see the Oval lit up orange, you now know what the reason is. It's about Fragile X, and if you can help out in any way over the weekend or in the future, or if you think you've got a child that may be afflicted with it, seek help. Fragile X.
Get Ruin Dits for Breakfast, weekdays from 6, or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.